Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day for you to shine into our heart and give us your grace, your divine influence on your heart, Lord, relevant to us, relevant to our families, relevant to our situation, our environment, our city, our town, and this world, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You called us out of darkness to be set free, as we saw in yesterday's readings, again, to have grace and peace. And so, Lord, your will, your grace, your divine influence be upon our hearts this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 1, verse 6 to 9. I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse, as we have already said. So now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse.
Hallelujah. Yochamin, just you've got these powerful words here at the beginning where it says, why are you deserting the one who called you? And he called you to live in the grace of Christ, and now you're turning to a different gospel. So we see the gospel, the good news of our salvation is that, as we just read prior to this in the verses just before this, is you call to the grace and you call to the peace. And the grace is the divine influence. And you can think of the grace as well. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, He's anointed me. It's that anointing that comes from the Lord as He leads us into the wonderful plan that He's got for us. I woke up this morning and I was thinking of Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8 speaks about the wisdom of God that is so important, and it makes us wise, it makes us kings, and that wisdom is personified in Christ. He's the Word that became flesh, and it speaks about there that Word that became flesh was with God in the very beginning. We know that, amen? The Word was with God, the Word is God. And there it talks about His delight was with God as this earth was formed. And then he says, and His delight was with the children of man. So God the Father, I mean, it's His idea to make this world and then fill it with His children. Let's make man in our image and likeness. And to fill mankind, His children, with His wisdom, with Jesus. Amen? Jesus is the light of this world. And so that's what it's all about. This is what this gospel's all about. And when you haven't got the right gospel, you're deserting, you're turning away from Jesus. But just more about Proverbs 8, it's so beautiful there. It talks about as well, we need to seek that wisdom daily. We need to get inspired. We need to come draw close to the Lord. Why? Because He's been there from the beginning. And then He came here as a man, and He understands everything we are going through. So the word there in Hebrews is come boldly to the throne of grace so that you can partake of this goodness. So the wonderful God that made us to be a part of the family in the fellowship. I come now to the very end of the book of 2 Corinthians. He says, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. Be with you forever. That is a big reality. And that's why anyone that is not partaking of this gospel is counting themselves still cursed, still far away from God. And anyone that brings this false gospel that doesn't include that is also short of the glory and not partaking of the wonderful grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, in short, Jesus was rejoicing with mankind. He found joy in man because now He's got co-heirs. He's got brothers and sisters. And we know what happened. The fall came and He wasn't able to bring about all His goodness to mankind as He would love to do. as we see there in Hebrews, so that we can come boldly into the throne of grace and receive grace and mercy from the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so when the word went out, who shall I send? He said, here am I, send me. So God sent Jesus to bring us back so that we can now, just as he rejoices with the Father, he rejoices with this beautiful world that has been made, and he's rejoicing with the children of man, so that we can rejoice in him. So that's what the gospel, the true gospel is. We were made by God to fellowship with God and to arise and shine into the goodness of the love of God that is available for us. So guys, be blessed. Everything's been done. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, so that you can not be short of Jesus and not have any less than Jesus, but be included in him. Like the branches are in the vine, like the body parts are tapped into the head. Jesus is the vine and Jesus is the head. And so we tap into him on a daily basis, as we see also here in Proverbs 8. Guys, arise and shine. The goodness of God is available. That's why the word starts off in all these letters. Grace, amen, the divine influence, the love of God, the fire of God be upon you so that you can have peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.